Blog Talk Radio.
An olive has to go through three stages for its all to run.
It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be, oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing.
Great. praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
To our God.
Come on, everybody, sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Is to our God.
To our God.
Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Say every praise.
Every praise.
Is to our God.
To our
y'all know how we do it. Take it up and praise. It's
to our God.
Every word of worship.
With
one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
It's
to our God.
I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah. It's
to our God.
Every praise
is
to our God. Let's take it up one more time.
Every praise.
Come on, everybody.
To our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Is
to our God.
To the Inspiration Factory. This is a great night. Looking forward to hanging out with my partner in praise, Van Meadows, again. He's technically or untechnically back from his vacation. Van, what's going on? How are you feeling?
Hey, I'm feeling good, Paul. How are you feeling, brother?
I'm great. Well, a little frustrated dealing with this technology, but I'm great.
That's all right. It's just a small challenge.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Folks, you're listening to the Inspiration Factor, an offering of of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. If you're in your inner chat rooms or anything listening in, you want to dial in that number before 11 o'clock or you won't be able to call in. So how was your vacation there, man?
Oh, man, my vacation was, it was awesome, amazing. I really enjoyed it, you know. It started with my birthday weekend and right up until today. So, you know, I took a nice little tour of the East Coast, a few familiar places, and, man, it was beautiful, man. I'm honored that God gave me the opportunity to enjoy it, you know.
Awesome. So you just went walkabout, huh, in a car?
I did, man. I really did. I mean, I spent some time in Raleigh, North Carolina. My favorite restaurant is there, Bahama Breeze. And then from there, I headed up to Virginia Beach, hung out there. I was hoping to spend some time with J-Rob, but he had some issues and could not make it. And then from there, I went to Myrtle Beach for a few days and back to Baltimore to pick my dad up, and then ended up in Georgia and had a poetry event in the Georgia Saturday night. So it was wonderful, man. I had a good time. I had a really good time.
That was like a lot of fun. You could have stowed me away in your trunk.
I could have, brother. I could have. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. I think I'm going to need a vacation just from hearing about your vacation. It sounded like you were on the go. Beautiful thing, though. Beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely. Absolutely. How about you, Paul? How have you been?
Working myself. Last week, thank God for all the prayers and people understanding. I was a dead man walking. I have to come to the conclusion that I am getting a little older and I'm not capable of doing some of the things I used to do. I looked up. I had 4 tons of dirt to move from the front of the house, another lot of yard in the back of the house, by myself with a wheelbarrow.
Oh, wow.
And when I finished that, it's time to do the show, and I was dead. Do you hear me? I mean, I was gone. But I made it through the show. People were praying for me, and, man, I was beat. And it slowed up a little bit. Plus, getting everything, it's crunch time for the poetry event I'm hosting next Saturday. It's a theater in Bristol area. Come on through. It's 1248 Schumacher Drive in Bristol. It's a Stop the Violence poetry event. And amongst the performers will be myself, will be none other than our own CEO, For Real the Poet, as well as Danielle.
Hey.
Will be in attendance as well. Yes, so I'm really excited about sharing the stage with them. Plus, for the topic of the event, Stop the Violence. Every day you listen to some other child being killed or something going on that's crazy in this world, and particularly in our communities. So I just want to bring some awareness to that. I have a few people I'm looking forward to working with on this on the stage for this event. We have Miss Louise Davis will be there. She is the director center of Harriet Tubman and was honored in the Bristol area when they dedicated a statue down at the riverfront to Harriet Tubman. I'm trying to get our local council, Tina Davis, in attendance. But without them, the performers that came through are going to be phenomenal. It's going to be awesome.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait to see and hear those performances.
Yeah, I've got a friend of mine who's going to be videotaping it, and I'm thinking I might just try to set it up and live stream it on Facebook as well.
Nice.
You know, just nice. Hopefully plant some seeds. We got to do something. We got to do something about this. But anyway.
Amen, brother. It's necessary. It's necessary.
Yes, yes, it is. It really is. And tonight, I think, is necessary as well, man. I was challenging everyone to write a piece and to spit a piece that includes the words, Lord, I submit. So I'm excited about hearing what people have for that. I'm going to have to save my piece till the end of the show because I can't bring it up, so I'm going to have to write something else on the fly as we do the program.
If you don't mind starting that off, and I will close this out with a piece.
Absolutely. That's all right. That's all right. But before we get to any poetry, brother, we need to bring the show in the right way.
Well, we absolutely do. We absolutely do. And would you like those honors, sir? We miss hearing you pray us in. You've been gone for a while.
Absolutely. It would be my esteemed honor.
Thank you.
Everyone, let's go to the Lord's throne right now. Father God, I humbly come to you right now, Lord God, asking forgiveness for any sins that I may have committed against thee, O Lord, that you are unpleased with, Lord God. Father God, I pray for every person under the sound of my voice, those who are not under the sound of my voice, Lord God, for we are unworthy of your glory, but you bestow it upon us every single day that you allow us to wake up and see just a small glimpse. Because as men and as mortals, we could not hold the fullness of your glory. So we thank you for the glimpses that you give to us. Father God, I want to lift up every poet, every host, every listener, the CEO himself of Epiphany Radio, Lord God, that you continue to touch their lives mightily and richly, Lord God. Continue to bless them, Lord God. Continue to just keep us wrapped in your bosom. You see fit to protect us, Lord God. Father God, I have heard and seen so many violent acts against people from April the 1st until present day, Lord God. And I ask you to touch all of those families who are involved, Lord God. The virus is still running rampant, Lord God. And we as a people, we as your people, have got to continue to seek your face diligently, Lord God, so that we can overcome these trials and tribulations that befall us, Lord God. Father God, we love you, we praise you, we worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, thank you so much for that, man. Yeah, we definitely are unworthy of his loving kindness, and yet he offers it freely. It's a good
Amen.
Thing he sees things through his eyes and not through our own. Lord, I submit. It's a challenge.
Yes. Yes.
Lord. Yes. I think that instead of waiting to the end of the program, like I just thought of, something moved in me, and I think I'm just going to follow you, Van, and I'm going to do my feeble attempts of freestyling. Lord, I submit. yeah. I don't believe I just opened my mouth to say that.
Where's Mr. Automatic Charismatic when you need him?
Oh, he's going to be upset when he hears this one.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, man. Oh, man. This ought to be good.
But before that, my brother, how would you like to bless us with your piece for the night?
It would be my esteemed honor. The title of my piece is called Lord, I Submit My Praise. Lord, I submit my praise. Lord, I choose to live for you. Out of my mouth is an abundant praise that I do. Because you decided to choose me and all my mess, you do it with no excuses. So with every fiber of my being, I will lift your name up on high, though you are all seeing. Your glory is not for man to behold. But if you should so choose to show it, I'm sure it will shine brighter than gold. You have done marvelous works. Me accepting you is a perk, because you know my comings and my goings. The day you take me home to be present in your presence, I will bow down and lift my heavenly hands unto your essence. You're so good to me, Lord. You're better than I could ever be, Lord, to myself, my family, and my friends. I try daily to live holy when I remember you are more than just my God. You are my Father, and so worthy of my praise. Yes, my God, my Father, I humbly bow to you with an undignified praise, with my body, my words, and so many other ways. Father, I bring you my praise. For all you've done, here is my praise. So, Lord, I submit to you my praise. And that's that peace. Paul, are you muted?
I sure was. And I'm just talking. Thank you, man. Yeah, but you know, it's a wonderful thing. All he wants from us is to submit our praise to him. He doesn't ask for a lot. And yet we find it so hard to do. We find ourselves so negligent in doing just something that simple. It's a beautiful piece, man. That's the first
thing,
too,
my brother. Yes, sir. I just wrote it a little under an hour ago for the show.
All right, man. Setting the bar high. Excuse me. Man, setting
about
the bar
that,
pretty
I,
high.
I'm just a humble servant of the Lord. I just come to do whatever he tells me to do.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. I notice when I do that, I get a whole lot less trouble.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of something to tell me. So, well, maybe if you continue in this path, you won't get in no trouble. Or less things will be hard to deal with. And you try to deal with things on your own. Stay praising to him. Stay with your eyes focused on him. And even
Amen.
Those things that come about that are hard, that are unfair or whatever, you find that your reactions and the way they affect you are entirely, entirely different. And because your eyes are on him and not the problem.
Yes.
He has a way of even blessing us when in our giving to him, giving our praise, giving our submission, giving our obedience, we're doing things for him, and he still blesses us in that. You know, he's an awesome God. Awesome God. Okay.
Well, my brother, yes, right. He is an awesome God, and he's going to allow you to freestyle for us, so we are going to sit back and enjoy this momentous occasion. The mic is yours, brother.
I don't know if I should thank you or not. Oh, this piece I'm going to call I Submit.
Amen.
For so long I've tried to walk through life carrying the what is the world on my shoulders, doing it all. I was that man. Until one day I had an eye-opening fall when I realized that on my own, I can do nothing, my Lord. That it was you always with me, enabling me to succeed. It was you that was always with me, supplying my every need. It was you, Father, not I. Father God, I had that mentality that I got this. And that mentality was surely a miss. Father God, I have nothing without you. So Father, in this moment, I submit. Lord, I submit. I submit and I rebuke anything that I have ever put before you. Father God, I submit your lordship for my life, that I may decrease, Father God, and you increase. Father God, my will to you I submit. Father, I release. I release my control, that elusive control over life. I submit, my God, to the power that was given to all, my God, your sacrifice. For Jesus the Christ, our sins, gave up his life. Father God, I submit, Lord. I submit. I can't go this way anymore. I have to allow my pride to be something that I ignore, Father God, because you are the only one that has righteousness in store. Father God, it is you that the Spirit within me adores. So, Father God, yes. It's taken me 60-plus years to get to this point in life. But I love you, Lord, enough to submit. And that is my sacrifice. And peace.
Yes, sir, my brother. That was a freestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard that. Paul Sampson did a freestyle. Mr. Automatic Charismatic missed it. Oh, man, somebody tag Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Let him know what he missed. But, hey, Paul, the Lord is pleased, brother. That piece was amazing for freestyle. And ain't nothing wrong with submission unto the Lord. Nothing wrong with it, brother. No. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, let me get that off. Something just hit me and said, nope. You're not going to sit and try to write something out, because then I can't really give 100% concentration to the callers on the show and everything. So it really would detract from their time. So he touched me and said, no, freestyle.
Nice. Whew. Very nice, brother. Very, very nice.
Okay. My daddy good.
Yes, he is. All the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. I wonder what I do without.
I don't want to try to figure out what I do without him either.
Hey, I know that's right. That'd be a scary, for me anyway, that would be kind of a scary thought.
Yeah, I don't want to even think like that.
So, what do you say we open the lines and allow some of the callers to share with us what they have for tonight?
Oh, man. I'm excited, man. You know, I've been gone for a moment, so I'm looking forward to tonight. And the first poet on the mic, y'all, we have one half host of the Love Zone. We have La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, Paul. I'm the first one.
Hey, Danielle.
Paul, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I hear it in your voice. I can hear it. You don't sound like you got enough rest. You better take it easy. Sit back and stop smelling.
Now, this is that hay fever medicine that got me a little drowsy. I can't find one that works in a non-drowsy formula.
Mm-hmm. You know, they got natural remedies that you can use, right? I'll send you a list of them that won't have you feeling wonky and woozy and stuff like that. Don't be coming around me. We're going to be around each other on Saturday. Don't come around with no germs.
Excuse me, I had my shot. I'm a card-carrying, immunized person.
yeah, all right. Okay. I'll tell you a few things about them immunizations, but I ain't going to get into it.
And,
about
and
show
I'm
tonight.
Trusting God to keep me from contracting something that they may have immunized me with.
Okay. All right. I'm praying for you, too. All right. I'll leave you alone. I ain't going to scold you no
I'll
more
take
tonight.
All that I can get. Soon, I've been putting up with Van in your absence. I'm so glad you're back. Maybe you can share something.
Come on.
I see.
Really? Seriously? It's only because I care that I fuss at y'all. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I know. That's all. I know. That's
I don't want no germs, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh,
I'm good, though. I'm good.
Oh, man. Hey, well, we'll all be wearing masks anyway, unless we're performing.
Okay.
Everything's going to be
got
safe.
Me nervous, man, but I'm going to take a deep breath. You got me a little nervous.
I am, too. I am, but I'm not. It's crazy. I'm a lot more relaxed than I was.
Oh, God,
this, I see the things are just coming together. Yeah, things are just falling in place to let me know that God is in control. You know?
That's right.
Always, always, always. But see, the human side in me is trembling. My spiritual side is at ease, big time. But the flesh is weak, and I'm just like, you know what? Whew, okay.
I know, that's right. That's right. We got this. And the best part about it is we're going to all be there to support each other. So we got this. Epiphany strong.
Yes, yes. That'll work.
And the other performers are all, you're going to love everybody, I'm telling you.
I'm sure.
And we get our grub on. We're going to get our grub
That'll definitely work.
Look,
yeah.
Danielle, Hatfield Meats just donated some baby back and short ribs. I mean, some baby back ribs and some spare ribs for the event.
Lord.
So my nephew and I will be cooking none of them. We're going to have us some chicken. We're going to have us, I got somebody else that's donated a case of fish. And we're going to have that fish. We're going to have the ribs. We're going to have some green beans with smoked turkey.
You got my
attention. Mac and cheese. We're going to have the mac and cheese, you know, potato salad. Yeah, we're going to get a grub on a little something. That's all including all right. The price of your ticket.
I'm sold.
Anyway,
I'm sold.
Okay, I'm getting hungry. Right. Let's move on.
Lord.
I wanted Van to feel bad that he couldn't have included a stop to our fair street during his vacation. You know what I mean?
Hey, Paul.
And see, they talk bad about me.
I could never feel bad because my God is a great guy.
I know that's right.
Okay.
It's because of him that I was able to take a vacation because I was in air with COVID. So I told God that I'm going to continue to living to the fullest that he allows me to live. So
absolutely.
I'm not going to feel bad.
Did y'all have to set the bar so high? Y'all came strong tonight with both them pieces. I'm like, man. All right, y'all.
It was easy to do with that topic. How could you not just be able to write something or come up with something about where you submit when you think about what God does in your life?
Uh-huh.
Amen.
You're right about that. No, I know.
Yes, indeed. So how about we turn the mic over to you? Let us hear what you got for us tonight.
All right. Y'all know I'm the queen of untitled pieces, so I did write something. All right. I often get asked the question, how is it you're so peaceful now? Because they claim to have seen my trauma over the years. And more than likely, they probably have, for Emmy wants to ask them. At what temperature was the water before God gave the sky permission to crumble? But they probably take offense or laugh from misunderstanding. So, in hoping this may possibly help them one day, I tried my best to put it as simple as I may. First, I simply say, Lord, I submit and release all to you, so that I can be free. Next, when you drowned in the sea of discontent and sorrow and heartache as much as I have, you learn not to panic so you can rise and rinse yourself off. Meaning, I sat alone with my thoughts, seeking counsel from within, because I've learned a long time ago all my answers come from spirit within. And listening, I found my courage by calming my fear, because being in touch with spirit connected me to what was real. And when your eyes have been opened to what is real, there is no more holding on to hurt or stress. Your faith and working towards better is all that matters, because you know that you can continue. And that's that piece.
Amen, amen. That is that piece. It's a beautiful piece, Tanya.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes, yes.
You never cease to amaze me when you start writing certain ways. And this piece is just beautiful. What a way to start off the show with the poets talking about we set the bar high. Ha! Paul, what you think?
Yeah. Hogwad.
Y'all do. Because then yours sounded more like your prayer going up. Okay, both of yours. I was like, yes. Okay. But yeah, y'all set the bar high. But thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Once
thank
again,
you.
I say that
you,
when we are writing a piece, that when we're talking, because when you're saying, Lord, I submit, you're talking to God. So when we talk to God, mm-hmm. and we put it on paper, it has no choice but to be powerful and to achieve what it was that it was written for. So
mm-hmm.
any bar that was set, you're right there with the bar, so I don't want to hear that hogwash, Diane.
Right, that gibberish, Paul. That gibberish is spewing out of her mouth. That gibberish.
That malarkey.
You know?
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you.
So, Danielle, what's going on in your camp this week coming up?
Okay. First off, you know what? I'm going to need y'all to say some prayers for these kids around here. When I left out earlier, I got like 2 blocks away from my house to the bus stop, and it was so many gunshots that rang out. I almost dropped my phone on the ground trying to call my house to check on Jordan. And it's crazy because in this neighborhood, there are so many children around here. I'm talking little tykes, okay, that we turn our streets into play streets, you know, and these Negroes around here do not care. They don't give 2 craps about anybody around here. They have no value for life or anything. They just pull out them guns and they start shooting. And it scares me because I know most of these children around here. I remember when their mothers was carrying them, you know, and I've seen them grow. And just to, you know, it makes me cringe because I try not to think, God, I hope one of them babies ain't get hit. I hope nobody gets hit. But, you know, it's the children because they're not strong enough to fight through. And all you can do is pray for y'all. Please throw some prayers up there because I love all the babies. They're all my responsibility. That's how I look at it. And it's heartbreaking. And I don't even want to hear the news tomorrow. I really don't, because it's always somebody that's gotten hurt or gotten hit. So that's it, you know. Now, back to the love zone. Well, now that my diva is back home, safe and sound, I've been thinking about a couple of things, but it's nothing set in stone yet. So y'all just going to have to wait.
That's fine. We're
kind of used to that, though.
Yeah.
Y'all used to that. Is that shade?
Yeah.
Is that shade you just threw?
No, not at all. Y'all have to wait a lot of times for me to announce what's going to go on with the Inspiration Factory. So we're used to that, you know. Sometimes it's not the easiest thing to get the right topic. So, you know, it's a process.
It is a process.
I understand. I'm there with you. No, that was not shade this time.
All right, I'll take that.
She always
takes
the mic coming after her. Always.
I know. It must be a guilty conscience.
That's what y'all do to me. This is what you guys do to me.
I am appalled that you would think such a thing.
You are Paul.
She said she flipped that. See, that's what happens when you deal with a poor Paul. She flipped that word. But yes, you are a Paul.
See? I've been waiting for you to say that. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
It's all good, though. It's all good.
If this is an indication of what Saturday is going to be like, oh, man, I can't wait.
Oh,
all right. I know it's going to be all right.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about nobody else. I can have a good time. I'm going to have a good old time. I surely am. All right, my love. We're going to send you over to the Praise Lounge. And we're going to bring on the next song, keep things moving. And I hope you hang out with us.
I'm here. You know I'm always here.
All right. Sounds like a beautiful thing. God bless you, Danielle.
God bless you,
Danielle. God bless y'all. Right, y'all.
La Perla Negra.
La Perla Negra. Man. Talk about we setting the bar high. What? Come on.
Yeah, did you hear that? Oh, I tell you, some people, the noise of some people.
The nerve of some people.
The unmitigated gall.
Yeah. All right, ready to see who we got coming up next in the Inspiration Factory?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, next up, man, is our brother, C Double 34 Music, yo. C Double.
All right.
What's good, my brother?
Looking for a mellow fellow like Poetic. What's going on? And Divine Inspiration, what's going on with you?
All right. Good to have you, bro.
Good to have you, my brother.
Good to be here. I'm glad you had a good vacation. Glad things going well. Never mind the background noise. It's the job. Anyway,
Got you, bro. But I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, man. I had a great time, man. You know, sometimes we forget, because of all the hustle and bustle, to take time out to really enjoy the life that God has given you. And you've got to do that. You've got to do that. So
preach.
You know, I took it, you know. He said that Jesus came so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Didn't mean for us to be, you know, all broken down and all beat up, you know, just from work, from daily days of life. No, take time out and reflect what God has done for you. Take time to enjoy what he's still doing for you. So I did, you know.
Amen. True. Yeah, that's how come I'm so happy that, you know, during this year, I applied for this position over here. This is an assisted living part of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't lose any money off of it. I stay at my same rate. But I get peace of mind over here. I get to rest my body more. Because I'm up there in the age now. So it's kind of like, okay, when is this going to happen? When I'm going to stop trying to play it like I'm young still?
Mm-hmm.
No. Things are starting to catch up. So I'm like, okay, I'm glad I got this position. I'm glad they thought I was worthy of this position. And I'm going to give them the best that I got.
Amen. Amen.
I give it all to God on this one.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. The reward is just faithful.
Glory, man. To God be the glory.
Yes. He knew what I needed, so I'm listening.
That's right. C Double.
Yes.
What did you bring for us this evening? Did you have something on theme?
You know what? Yeah, I do. And I heard what you said before about Lord, I submit.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to pull an audible at the end. You'll hear it at the end.
Okay. All right. The mic is yours, Ken.
Thank you. This piece is called Matthew chapter 24. Take heed that no one deceives you. I wonder, what does the CDC do? Many will come and say, I am the Christ, skateboarding, drinking cranberry juice, or driving Fleetwoods as a Mac, selling dreams and telling lies. You will hear wars and rumors of wars. Husband shoots his wife out of jealousy at Club Nouveau, watching their Timex, because it's social. Nation against nation, kingdom versus kingdom. media shows only white-on-black crime and the ratings spring up. Famines, earthquakes, and epidemics. Take the shot and take the mark, or you'll never buy and sell again. Folks will hand you over to be persecuted, killing you softly, ready or not, like refugees. You will be hated for the Lord and Savior's namesake, unless you choose a side based on what matters as you claim a race. And many false prophets will rise, deceiving many, taking dollars off out your pockets, hooping and hollering in Hollywood sanctuaries. Iniquity will abound, and the love of many will grow stone cold. And that's the bottom line, as so many have sold their soul. But those who endure to the end will be saved. Unlike coupons in the hands of the lukewarm, your vomit, and you've been warned. The gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the world as a testimony to all the nations. Then the end will come. See the abomination of desolation. Look, he's in the desert. Look, he's in private chambers. Don't believe it, because there will be great tribulation. The sun will darken, the moon will show its, won't show its light. The stars will fall from heaven. Powers will be shaken at this time. Man will show. All the tribes of the earth will cry. They'll see him with power and great glory on the clouds. He'll send his angels with a sound louder than Coltrane, Miles, Gillespie, and Armstrong, gathering from four winds stretching heaven, taking those who he has elected, and they'll be gone. So for those partying up, losing their mind up in here, you're in the days of Noah, and you know the Lord will come. Because when he does, it's over, ladies and gentlemen. It's over. And Yahweh, a.k.a. Jehovah, dunked evil with his elbow hanging above the rim, so be ready when he shows up. So, Lord, I submit. I need adjustment from my lust for sin. I surrender to your judgment, asking you to teach me how to love like you. And through poetic, divine inspiration, I'm manning this mic, making an audible from Omaha to receive the applause of one, my Abba, my Father God, in peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This was a really powerful piece, C-Double. Really powerful piece. The opening scripture. And then you said, what does the CDC do? Then you threw in the Time Out Social Club. Brother. This piece is truly something special, man. And I really enjoyed this piece.
Yeah, I was muted. I was steady running my mouth muted again. I don't know what's going on. Gina Storm, are you talking about me? You know, the way you incorporated the names of certain songs in with that piece and the visuals that you gave, the stars falling from the sky and the sun darkening, you really transported us through that piece with you. And I'm in a complete agreement with Randy that this is a phenomenal piece. It definitely is one that needed to be written. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you for having me, because I've been chewing on this scripture, this chapter, ever since the beginning of this year. It's been so much that's happened. I'm like, asking questions about this, because I know everything, but I'm not going to be naive either.
Right. I know that's right. You know, and there's nothing more manly and more beautiful than to see men submit. Because as a species, we tend to be, you know, that we have to be the breadwinner, the protector of the family. So we have that mood that we can't submit to anything. We've got to champion everything. Mm-hmm. And we can't do anything without submitting to him. So to see men, I mean, it's a beautiful thing to see anybody submit to God. But to see men submit and to really get it. Because that's when you're truly a man, when you know that you can submit control of your very life to someone greater than you and still be a man. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, most definitely.
Lord, I submit.
Lord, I submit.
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much for bringing that and sharing that with us. We're not going to hold you long because we appreciate you, number one, sneaking out at the workplace and coming on to share with us, to bless us with that peace. So we're going to put you with
Daniela. Yeah, because you know God was going to let these sounds in the background try to drown out the message.
That's right, brother. It'll never happen.
That's right, brother.
It'll never happen. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So God bless both
you for
of you.
Being a beater,
thank
bro.
You. Mm-hmm. Thank you
thank
very
you,
much,
brother.
God bless you as well.
God bless
God
you,
bless
my brother.
Well, brother.
God bless.
Yeah. Another phenomenal piece, man, I'm telling you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen.
Will is going to be praised, pleased tonight.
Sir, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight's show is The Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. The dial-in number, if you happen to be listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. And if you're already here and you desire to be a part of this platform tonight, please press 1. We're going to have this quick promo real quick, Paul.
All righty. Got to pay some bills, man. It is Epiphany Radio. I was just sitting here, man, thinking about how hard it really is to submit something to God. It's not an easy task. But when I'm also thinking about what that submission entails. So even though it might be difficult to do, it is so well worth it. Yeah. Release that you get when you finally let something loose and let him control. You know, I jokingly look up when I come across something that's bothering me or it's difficult to handle at the moment. I just look at it and say, Lord, I got enough gray hairs. You got this one, you know. And I do that jokingly. Thank God he's got a good sense of humor. But I really mean that. Father, I don't need no more gray hairs. I'm just going to let you handle this one. I'm along for the ride, you know. I find it easier and easier to submit. So I guess it's like anything else. The more you do it, the easier it becomes to be done. So we need to start submitting just small areas of our lives to him. And
yes, sir.
Doing so, we work ourselves to the ability to do those bigger things.
Totally agree. But we have to get out of our way and remove those that selfish thing about us that we want to be selfish and do our own thing because of that free
mm-hmm.
will that we got. It's that free will that makes us want to just do what we want to do. And, you know, there's consequences for doing what we want to do, whether we believe it or not, but there is consequences.
Mm-hmm.
It exists.
Because there's a world of hurt out there just waiting to to see us. And when we exercise that free will in certain ways, that world of hurt, we open the door for it. We can't blame nobody but ourselves because we freely invited it in.
Yep.
And by the same token, we can freely choose to forego all of that and keep our eye on Christ. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Yes.
That's Matthew 6:33, I believe.
That's right.
We have to keep our eyes on him. Then we don't get to focus on all the fluff and the stuff in the peripheral. Keep your focus right ahead. Keep your eye to the hill from whence cometh our help. You know, he gives us free will. So we have the choice to accept it or not. But I noticed that free will really is a way out. And if you think about it, it's not a free will. You need to change, you need to make that right choice. it's for our good, you know, that we
keep
an eye on him. Freely, willingly. He's not trying to force himself on us. We do have that choice. And like you said, man, with choices come consequences.
Yes, sir.
For every action, there's a reaction. And we have the choice to choose what kind of reactions we get.
That's
so,
right.
Don't y'all hesitate to press one and come on in here and join this praise party with us. What is it?
Absolutely. We got
you.
We got
yes, sir.
The
we
other got. Half host of the Love Zone, Ms. VIP.
Oh. Okay.
Hello.
The Love Zone has been fully represented this evening.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hi, Paul.
What's
How
happening,
are you?
Twin?
Hey, look. Great show last Saturday. I happened to catch you. So you did a great job. Great job.
I'm sorry, what was you saying? I got distracted.
No, I was telling Van he did a great job on the show on Saturday.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I was nervous. I get nervous every time I got to spit in front of a live audience. I get nervous. So,
Oh, boy.
To God be the glory. And it just lets me know that God is still in control and I am not. So I accept all the nervousness that comes with speaking in front of people.
Right.
Yeah.
But you did good. So that's what's up. I was like, look at
how
far I'm going.
So you're on vacation.
Thank you so
working,
much.
Huh, Van?
Well, I closed out my vacation with a poetry event in Georgia. I got to meet Bo Ward, well-known poet. He has a speakeasy cafe event once a month. And with me being so close to Georgia, I was always trying to get down there. But every time the event goes on, I had the kids, so I was unable to attend. But this one time I happened to be free and I happened to be in the area about an hour away, so I said, hey, why not?
Right.
Absolutely. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So what feelings go through your body right before you go on stage at one of those events, man?
Oh, man, it's crazy because it's different each time. This time, you know, I just happened to walk in the door and let him know that I was there, and he literally threw me up as the next poet up because he didn't have anyone else that was ready to spit. So he let me know. He's like, man, look, you the next poet because I ain't got no more poets, and you know how we do this thing. So I was like, yeah. So my nerves, my feelings were like, oh, my God, like I don't even have time to, like, get myself ready. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, usually I try to talk myself out of it, and it's crazy because you have to email them the title of your piece and let them know that you'd like to participate in the show. So when he realized that I was coming, he gave me all these accolades and was like, bro, don't think that you coming up in here and you not spitting a piece. Bro, you going to spit. You ain't got to email nothing. You are going to spit. And, you know, I was honored and I was humbled, but I just feel like I am just a regular person. I don't need any special privileges, but I was honored to bless the mic, and I met two other poets, one from Dallas, and I forget where the other young lady was, but, you know, it was just an amazing energy, and it was at a little cafe, like a little sports-type bar, and a bar/restaurant, and the energy of the room, like, I didn't even get to feel the energy of the room. It was just like, yeah, you up next. So those nerves was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. Right. Right.
So that was that was a blessing in a way, you know. It saved
you
a little bit of angst.
It was. So, but you know,
wow.
It was fun. It felt good. And, you know, I don't know what the other poets did before me, you know, so I didn't even know, you know, what type of poetry was being spit. So J-Rob said on our last Get Down episode that he told everybody, wait till you get to see me perform this piece live. And when I was known that I was going to do the event, I said, you know what? I said, J-Rob spoke this into existence, so I'm going to do that piece.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it was all.
Every time you do it, it gets better and better.
Well, thank you, Twin. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So is that on social media where somebody can see the recording of that or anything?
Absolutely. I posted it on my page. Bo Ward posted it on his page. I sent it into the Epiphany chat. But yeah, it's on my page if anyone wants to go see it. It's out there. I just posted it earlier today, so it's available. It's live.
Awesome. I have to check that out. I haven't been able to do much of anything. Between working and landscaping, I'm just and getting this show together. I don't have time for anything, but I definitely want to see that. I definitely want to see it. So I will be checking it out.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Twin. I appreciate your words of encouragement, too. Y'all are so encouraging, man. Listen, I love y'all so much. Y'all give me the strength to just keep on going, you know?
That's what family is all about.
Exactly.
That's what family is about. And if nothing else, we are definitely family here at Epiphany. And in this poetry thing, because there are people that aren't a part of the Epiphany family that I still consider family because of our love of poetry and how we embrace her, support her, encourage her, and we are encouraged by her. Yeah.
Amen.
Let's think of all the lives that intersect because of poetry. It's amazing. Amazing. So, Miss VIP.
Yes,
you bring something to bless us with this evening.
I most certainly did.
And
I just finished it right before I got on.
Uh-oh. We got some dripping wet ink here tonight. I tell you, all this fresh ink.
Pretty much.
We get full.
But it's
right.
It's short and sweet. You know me.
My butt. I'm going to sit my butt down and let you have a mic.
All right. Thank you. Lord, I submit my all, my best efforts, to being who you want me to be, to show all who can see by the way I walk, never judging lest I be judged. Maybe I should just talk about how good God is. He always gives chances day after day. He is always listening when I cry, when I pray. I cannot thank him enough. Can't praise him enough for all he has done, for every trial, for every victory won. Let me say it wasn't easy giving controlled spirit, giving all to what I couldn't see. But I found faith, and in turn, he found me. His love dwells in me. I never want to disappoint him, but I fall short daily. I love him. He listens to me. His word comforts me, and it shows me I'm loved. So to you, Lord, I submit my best efforts. I thank you for your undying love. Your forgiveness is amazing. I will always worship you in spirit and truth.
and your name I'm forever praising. And that's that piece.
Yes.
Man.
Your name. Ever. Okay, I know that's right. You know, it just warms my heart to hear people just praise him and to see that I'm not the only one that gets it. You know, there's other people that get it too. We just can't do without him. We need him. We need to let him know that we recognize him and we appreciate him. We trust him. We love him.
Yes. Yes.
I was sitting here while you're doing that. I was just sitting here with this little silly smile on my face, just comforted at peace, you know, because somebody else gets it. I know I'm no rocket scientist, where I'm the only one that can understand or finally let it click in my head.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves praise. Yeah, so I was just sitting here just smiling. So thank you for that. Yes, man, you said good to get peace.
Thank you. You know what? I just want to thank everybody for their prayers while I was in Florida. My mom made a complete recovery and during the storm very well.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Thank everybody. God is good, I tell you.
Yes. And it's so awesome to hear the prayers, praise reports. That strengthens our desire to continue praying because we see the effectiveness of prayer. So, you know,
absolutely.
I know here at the Inspiration Factor, we were humbled and willing and honored to pray for her. And I'm sure there's many other venues where she was prayed for. It's just good to hear that God hears those prayers.
Yes.
And he's just as faithful to honor the prayers. The prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm. Amen.
You know, there's a key in that, Paul, that, you know, some people skip right over that word, righteous.
Yeah.
Righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The prayers of the righteous avail as much. And most people think that they hear that word righteous, they have to be completely sold out, completely holy and walk a certain way. Look, no, no. Righteous just means that you're in right standing with God.
Yes.
It don't matter how you look. It don't matter how you look. It don't matter what you do. But that you're in right standing with God before you utter a prayer for someone else. Because otherwise, your prayer may be tainted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's why
my grandmother would always tell me, baby, you got to watch who prays.
Who you let pray. Yes. It's a humbling thing.
It's a humbling thing
to be asked to pray for someone, because you've got to think within yourself. Am I capable of doing this in a right way? And you know, before you pray for someone else, you need to pray over yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know,
these demons are real.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Ahead,
and you know, the one thing that the world has been talking about as of late is the passing of rapper DMX, who loved the Lord. He loved the Lord, and he let you know that he was battling demons. And if you listen to him, you'll hear him talk about those demons that he battled. But he loved the Lord. I mean, that man loved the Lord. So if you're battling demons, one thing the Bible says, don't battle them alone.
Yeah.
Not alone. You better reach out to a prayer warrior, somebody that's strong. You better get down on your knees and just ask Jesus to help you fight these demons.
Yes.
It's real. Spiritual warfare is real. It's not a
joke.
It is not a game. It is not a game. You ever wonder why You can look at somebody who's not saved or who's not serving the Lord, and it looks like that their life is right. Why does the devil have to pick somebody that he already got? Come on, somebody.
Exactly.
Why do you think he always messing with you? Why do you think he always messing with you? Go ahead, Paul.
He sees what we can't. He sees what we can't oftentimes. He sees the plans that God has for our lives. He sees the people God may be wanting to touch through our lives. So he comes at us. So a lot of times, you're doing the right thing when you're being attacked. When all else seems to be going wrong in your life, that's when you're supposed to stick your chest out and your stance get a little stronger. Okay, I got this. Because he's not coming after you if he doesn't see the hand of God in your life. He doesn't see something great for the kingdom in your life.
That's
even more encouraging. In the midst of our despair.
I used to say, just leave me alone one day. Like an owner. You know? Like, could you leave me alone just one day? Oh, my God. You know? And then one day somebody told me that, you know, once he leaves you alone, he got you. He ain't going to never leave you alone until he gets you. So I was like, oh.
Yeah. Be careful what you ask for. You might get it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that. Can he just leave you alone for one day? You definitely got to be careful with that.
One day. I know, right?
That one day might be your last day.
That one day might be your last day.
Right.
God, you'll get there. You'll be like, God, what am I doing here? And God will say, well, you asked me for one day.
Here's your one day. Oh, my God.
He said, that's why you have to be specific in your prayer request.
Yes.
I mean, as specific as possible, right down to every last detail. Right? So now, Ms. VIP, say, Lord, can you just give me one day where the devil doesn't bother me so that I can do your will and help bring other peoples to you for your glory? Not for mine, but for your glory.
Mm.
Oh, honey, he gonna like that all day. He gonna fix that. He gonna make that happen.
Yeah. And you're gonna get that one day that you wanted without the stuff that you didn't want.
Right.
On somebody.
Yeah. Man, look. But we could go on all night doing just what we're doing, talking about the Lord.
Absolutely. So, Twin, you want to let everybody know what y'all got going on Wednesday nights? Welcome back.
Well, yes, we are back in session. But the topic is undetermined, but y'all tune in, and you know it's going to be good, as always.
I know that's right.
We cannot.
So they're going to keep us in suspense, but that just builds up your desire to want to call in just to see what they finally decided on.
But you'll have fun, awesome, like you always do, right?
There you go.
That's it.
It's always worth the wait. It is always worth the wait. I know they tax me. But that's a good thing. It attacks your writing ability, your desire to write outside of your comfort zone. So that's one of the things I appreciate about that platform that you guys offer over there. When I show up, I do enjoy myself. Okay, well, we're going to keep things moving along.
All right.
I'm going to send you over there with the other half of your platform. And let you guys bust up over there a little bit. Try to keep the noise down, you know. We don't want too much partying going on over there. But I know you're just getting back, so y'all might be cutting up. Y'all might cut up just for us, but that's okay.
Just a little.
Oh, but thank you so much for coming through.
All right.
The VIP.
Absolutely.
God bless you, Corey.
God bless you.
God bless you, boo.
Major Dumb, that is the other half host of the Love Zone. Yeah. Yes, here at Epiphany every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. And let's, you know what, let's just go through the rundown of the Epiphany shows before we open up that next mic.
I kind
of
missed that. I missed that, man. You can't unless you get up, unless you record that.
Yeah. You know what? I'll do that. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night.
Too, huh?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. For the Soul Cafe with your host, For Real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, La Pearl, La Negra, essentially Janice, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night, y'all, is going to be the hidden with your guest host, Mojave. Not guest host, but the host. I mean, I say guest host because he got like, you know, 5 or 6 different shows that he do on Tuesday nights. But, you know, Wednesday night is the Love Zone, Miss VIP and La Pearl and Negra. And then on Thursday night, y'all, it's the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Breathe Easy with Murder, She Wrote. And then Saturday night, y'all, is going to be some Poetic Therapy with La Pearl and Negra and Stan and Man Phillips. However, I got to talk to them. I got to talk to them about Saturday night because there might can be a Let's Talk About It show up that night. I just got to talk to them about it and see, you know, because the host of Let's Talk About It has been itching to get back into the studio, get back to doing that show. Mm-hmm. So I just got to talk to them and make sure that, you know. But then we'll be right back here next Sunday, y'all, for the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic Van Meadows. So now that that's out of the way, Paul, let's open up this next mic for our brother on the West Coast, my go-go brother, Sincere. What's good with you, bro?
Man, I'm in the middle of writing a fresh piece. Hey, first of all, I'm doing well. Congratulations to everything you did. Paul, I love you.
Thank you, bro.
I called you and reached out to you to let you know you're not the only one that's going through the submissive and that peace freestyle. I heard the words. Uh-oh. You're not the only one. If I call you, it's from a divine message to pass because I'm a messenger. So just let you know you're not alone. I'm with you. You keep going. Because you keep going, you pulling me along to keep going what I'm doing here on the West Coast. So don't you think you ever alone.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's the first and last time I'm going to say that because I'm going to let the Lord deal with you. Because when he pass me a message, you don't hear it. I'm going to say, Lord, your son's not listening. I try to pass. I'm a snitch.
Are you going to tell Dad on me?
Man, I'm snitching. I'm telling live on radio. I'm snitching. Hey, because let me tell you why. When I call Van, he picks up because he knows I got a message. He picks up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So don't be disobedient. I pass, brother. I call to check on you because it's real. I love you.
That's right, man.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Right. Amen.
This is a great title. No, I appreciate that. You guys are doing a great job, and I'm glad I'm here. Glad to be heard. And submission of submissive. I want to give the Lord his due because he made my company that I started through his glory up and running. He gave me an opportunity to do my first movie today through me being a submissive and being an obedient person. Like Poetic said, we got free will. Consequences. I thought about that, and I got tired of that. I wanted to do his will, so I gave over the keys to him. And this next second quarter, I'm the driver. The third quarter, he's the driver. So if it wasn't for submissive and being submissive, the things we asked for, it wouldn't be in front of us so we could say thank you. So I'm saying yes. Thank you to him for what he's providing for me.
Amen. Amen. Mike is yours, Ken.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Submission, if it was not for my love for his son through his father's grace by way of the Holy Spirit, I just want to thank you for showing me how to, because you're not alone in this gray or black lines. For each war is an infinite stage. But in growth, you will find the fight to move forward at each step forward on each attack. History has found out those with days filled with love by Elohim through their personal fight is a spiritual world for information to be told. It's a learning process. Being submissive.
if you count each hand that prays against you, there are millions that fight within your soul to help make your glory for his mercy. That is his through Yeshua that made the Holy Spirit speak by action and not words. Free will to free passageways towards divine healing from that infantry onslaught, offering comfort to which we see it as his divine will to do his will. Submissive is a choice for each one to adhere to. Submission by submissive. Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece. Fresh ink. Thank you.
My brother. My brother. My brother. Hey, Paul, you hear this, man? You hear this? He talking about he was in the middle of writing some fresh ink, man. Hey, man, listen. Listen, that was some beautiful ink, brother. And the Lord is pleased, man. You know, I say it all the time, man. The Lord loves when his children write about him and submission. Man, listen. To properly interpret the text, we always hear, I mean, there's this huge debate today about, Paul, unmute, you're muted. Unmute your mic. There's this big debate today about the word submission. And how women don't like that word submission. Women don't like to hear that. They don't want to hear that in the vows. They don't want to hear that. But they should love to hear it because the man has to first submit to God. And he also has to submit to her. And she submits to him.
That part.
So you should love hearing the word submission as long as that man realizes that he has to submit to God first. And if that man hasn't submitted to God first, ladies, why are you with him to begin with?
That part.
I know why. You're with him to begin with because you've read that scripture that if you're married and your husband is not a believer, or if the wife is not a believer, then maybe by your walk they will learn to become a believer. However, when that doesn't happen, then you have to look in the mirror at your walk.
Preach.
Let me say that again. You have to look in the mirror at your walk because it's one of those things where if you have I'm going to use the analogy of one bad apple will spoil the bunch. And that's true. If you ever put a rotten apple in with good apples, that one rotten apple will spoil the rest of the apples, right?
Scientific facts.
So if you are walking with God and you say you're walking with God and this man sees you walking with God or this woman sees you walking with God and they want to be with you, one of two things are going to happen. They will learn to walk with God with you or they will learn to walk without God without you. And when y'all butt heads in the relationship, when y'all butt heads, because no one is submitting. There have been times where not just one wife, but both of my ex-wives where I learned to yield and submit to something that they said because their position was better than mine. Understand that.
That's through experience and that's through walk of life, learning the lessons that we have to learn from each encounter, each marriage. It's a lesson, and some of us don't want to hear that or yield to it. Like you said, key word is yielding. Henceforth, right. there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, facts.
Yes, sir.
Those are all facts.
Yes, Paul, we cannot hear you. We cannot hear you, brother. You are muted. Muted. Paul is mutating. Paul is mutating.
I appreciate your prayers, Van Metals. I really appreciate you, brother. And you're, again, an inspiration from day one. You heard me for reading my word. I can't thank you enough. I could show you better than I could tell you. So what I'm doing on the West Coast, I appreciate you because you keep me going for the end, and I appreciate you.
Hey, brother, it's my pleasure, man. But I do it to the glory of God because
all day, every day.
I wouldn't be doing God a service if I didn't give out what he gives into me. You know what I mean? Paul,
yes, sir.
What you got to say to my brother, man? You was mutated, man. You were muting. I mean, muted.
Can you hear me? Well, my phone
dropped. I can hear you now.
And I was running to the car to get a bottle of water, and they got music playing. They're doing a tribute to DMX out on the block. So I couldn't even hear myself thinking. All you can hear is DMX playing. So I had to mute myself.
Otherwise, you might have heard something that might not have been. I ain't going to lie, man. I've been bumping DMX all weekend, bro. Oh.
Yeah. I'm not mad at him. Trust me. It just may not be the right time for this platform.
The right time, absolutely. Yes, sir.
For the particular DMX song that was playing.
I can only imagine.
I appreciate the brother. I appreciate the brother and his work. Yeah. But the piece was phenomenal.
Thank you.
Nothing that can be said wrong when you're giving praise to God, when you're thanking God and you're showing him that you recognize and realize his hand in your life. You know, thanking him can never be wrong. It could be done wrong. So there's no critique that could be made over anything of that ilk. The only thing we can do is just stand in agreement and agree on the glories of God.
Have too much body of work to show that it wasn't me. Again, for my company, to my website, it's all his work. I didn't do this.
Right.
And if it wasn't for me, T. Davis and a couple other people, you wouldn't have heard of me because I would have stayed in my shell. I didn't think I was good enough. Just writing, just to encourage somebody else. It wasn't for me. It wasn't. And until she said you could do it, I said, okay, I'll give it a try. And here I am. Mm-hmm. I got too much work to show. I'm his walking billboard.
Yes, sir.
I was talking. I'll show it all day. My two books plus my two e-books.
I know that's right.
Plus the script I'm working on. Oh, man, that's all God's work.
Amen, brother. Amen, brother.
I appreciate that.
Can't go wrong when you're doing it.
Amen, brother. Yes, sir.
Just remain obedient. And keep
pulling I have no other choice. I hate the punishment.
I know that's right. The alternative ain't that nice. You're right.
He's never lied. That punishment is something else.
Man, I've been too many times hard-headed, and I didn't pass the message. No, you ain't going to catch me slipping. No, sir. I'll start snitching.
I know that's right. Snitch on, my brother. Snitch on.
Man, peace and grace to Elohim be with you, gentlemen. Today onward for the rest of the week. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, my brother.
One love,
ladies
one
and gentlemen,
mic.
That is our brother Sincere on the West Coast, my go-go brother, man. Man. All right, Paul, we're going to keep this show going. Next poet with their hands up, area code 909. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Whom do we have the honor?
Hi. It's Maybella.
Hey, Bella.
Maybella.
How you doing?
Hi, welcome. I'm wonderful. And by the way, I'm on to the submission. I like that word.
You like that word? Oh.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a saying about that word, you know?
Absolutely.
Walk with
Can
me.
Can you share with us?
Walk
you share with
me.
With
I'm sorry. I said I have a motto regarding that word, and I carry that all the time, and I give that to the person who wants to, you know, deal with me. So I tell them, walk with me towards the hands of thy grace, then kiss the foot of his altar. Only then I will submit unto you, unadulterated. Mm. So I love that word.
Wow. Wow.
I love that. I love that. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Mm.
That's all I can say is wow. I'm, like, flabbergasted.
Love
man,
that word.
Man. Oh, brother, you've just done my heart really well. You've done my heart really well. And the Heavenly Father is smiling. He is pleased. He's like, yeah. Do y'all hear my daughter? Do you hear my daughter?
Thank you.
That made everything leading up to this point worthwhile to hear that piece. That was phenomenal. That was awesome. Like I said, all I can say is wow.
Right. And Bella, what do you like to share with us tonight?
I read a new poem, actually, and I don't know, it will be fitting. And it's inspired by Rumi and Durante Alighieri. I like him. And the reason why I wrote this, because I love the book, Divine Comedy. And it's a combination of three topic, which is the Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso. It's a very interesting book. I write all about it all the time because nowadays some of the young generations, they don't know anything about it, and they have to learn about it. It's a very good book.
Nice. Okay.
Yes. So may I start?
Yes, you may. The mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. The title of the poem is Illuminare la Lucernaga. Lost for years in a field, like a labyrinth, where the echoes of yesterday stood in chaotic fragments, barricaded my pneuma, prevented illumination from piercing my cemented ribs. Rumi whispered to my deaf ears, or was I pretending deaf when I was found in my abyss? There are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. I turned around and chose to listen to slurred screams rather than silent murmurs of thunders. I became lost even more, till I found an oak seed in my throat. I swallowed it whole without breaking it, allowed it to root in my belly, nurtured it, and grew its branches in me, puncturing my hardened ribcage. I found illumination as time touches thee. I became one with the universe, escaped from tormenting maze I used to embrace. My lay sight was stabbed million times, but never blinded. Instead, I can see clearly, palpating in braille. My pneuma, once suffocated, can now breathe neath the depth of my Mariana. I am less of a deaf and not nearly mute to the entities surrounding me. I am the fallen seraph with a tainted nimbus, yet I became the breathing Lucernaga, beaming light. I no longer think I can walk on waters. Instead, I embrace the branches I have allowed entwining around my Atman. Someday I will be found contorted beside his altar. This heart of mine is still mortal, but can now speak words of no daggers. I am illuminated, a hammock dangling on the old soul of an oak tree. And amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well,
go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, it's well said. And the accent adds to the delivery, and it just all comes together. It's beautiful tribute to God. And
thank you.
I can't think of anything more pleasing to him than for him to hear us take our gift and turn it back to giving it back to him. So thank you so much for coming through with that piece. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. I'm enjoying the show.
Oh, man, we enjoy you and that piece. That piece is amazing. I agree, Paul. The accent adds a different dynamic to the piece. It sounds like a love letter, and it's just brilliantly written. It is amazing, and I just love the way you recited it, Bella. Thank you so much for sharing that with us tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And please don't be a stranger here.
No, sir.
See, Ben, that we're hunting down. We're hunting down, Paul. We're hunting down.
We'll send Van out after you.
That's right. I will come for you. I will hunt you down. I will find you. And I'll be like, listen, we need you.
I need you guys too.
All right. All
awesome.
Right. That's good to hear. So we look forward to hearing from you again.
Gracias. Thank you. Happy Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you
too.
God bless you, Quinn.
God bless you.
You too, sir.
Wow. Bella shutting it down. She was the last poet with her hand up, Paul. You believe that? She was the last one with her hand up.
They out there listening. But, Van, how about you play one short music piece? That'll give me time to get out to my car and get started, get my car started without all the noise in the streets.
I mean, a short musical piece? Are you sure?
A musical piece. It doesn't have to be short. One of your choosing, sir. How's it?
Okay. All right.
Come on, Pierre Rashid, come help us. Everybody clap your hands. Pierre Rashid, make some noise. Let's go.
What you gonna do when your back's against the wall? Are you growing fine when it seems the hope is lost? Tell me, what you gonna do when you need a
easy to just let go and fall prey to whatever it is that's coming against you. You know, that's the easy way out, but if you're a soldier of the kingdom, you know, you got to, we don't get the easy way out. We earn what we receive, or we strive to earn what we receive. We work for it, you know. You got to work at things. You got to hold on. You got to trust
yes, sir.
God to bring you through. And like Kara said, hang on. When you find yourself weak, iron sharpens iron. Find your prayer warrior, like Van was saying earlier today. Find another person that knows some scripture. Find someone that has a like-minded spirit with you and draw upon the strength of Christ that's in each and every last one of us. It's not as hard as it seems when we know whom to trust. Just don't give it. And I'm sure Van is available if need be. I'm definitely available if need be. Hang on in there. Together we'll get through it.
Yes.
You, us, and God. You know?
Yes.
We'll get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll look back at those things and say, now how did I let that little thing bother me? when God had all this in front of me to help me through. Don't ever be discouraged. Always know you're not alone in anything. You're not alone. He gave his word. He would never leave nor forsake us. And the God that I worship has never lied to me in all my 62 years. I don't believe he would lie to you either. Give him a try. If you don't know the God that we speak of, as Van is so quick to tell you every Sunday night, give us a call. We'd be sure to explain or share our knowledge with you that you might be able to make a right decision. Because without knowing what it is you're getting yourself into, then it's really not worth getting into. You know, I don't want you to think that it's hunky-dory. It's going, it's a piece of cake. You make the submission to God, and hey, your life just becomes flowers and butterflies. No, that's a lie from the pit. Your life is your life has become worse. I'm not gonna say worse. Your life has become harder because the enemy's going to come at you even stronger because you're trying to walk away from him.
That's right.
Let you go. So be prepared. But know that no matter what he throws at you, no matter what he comes at you with, God is greater.
Mm-hmm.
So you can reach out to either one of us at any time. And I can say without a shadow of a doubt that we're available. This is a calling. This is not a calling. This is a gift of God for us to be able to share the knowledge of God with somebody else. I count it as a straight privilege, an honor. You know, and I'm sure my brother Van feels the same way.
Yeah, Absolutely.
We're very available on social media. And if need be, 302-471-7269 is my home number. Don't hesitate to call if you need me. Yeah. Anytime. I'm a night owl, so don't even worry about it.
I know that's right, Paul.
Call me.
My
daddy did.
That's right. My number is 803-389-1005. My phone number is public on Facebook because you just never know when you need someone to intercede for you. So
Absolutely. Please,
don't hesitate. I'm here. Don't hesitate.
Amen. You know, and I think that would attest to our desire to do the will of God, that you don't publicize any of your information, you know, with the way things are. But I trust God enough to know that my phone number being put out there publicly will come under no hurt, harm, or danger. You know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So God got my back, and I trust him. Implicitly, I trust him. You know, man, we have any callers with their hands up?
No, sir. If you'd like to go ahead and pray us out, and we can go ahead and play another song.
Amen.
To close out
the
show.
And meet everyone here next Sunday, God willing.
Yes.
So if you guys wouldn't mind meeting me at the throne right now. As we come to say, Father God, we thank you for your presence in our lives up until this very moment. Father God, we thank you for your presence within this platform tonight. Take the things that we have written, Father God. Use them, Lord, that they might please you and to give someone else confidence to come to you, to come to a understanding of who you are, to share in the love that we have for you. Father God, as we depart from the airways, but never from your presence and from your grace, I pray that you would protect and comfort all of the listeners, all of the callers, all of the participants, and those that wanted to and for whatever reasons could not come through this evening, Father God. Have your way in their lives, Lord, until we meet here again next Sunday, Father. Keep us in your love and in your grace. And it's in the mighty and precious name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, man.
God bless you too, my brother. And, you know, and I think it's fitting that we're going to close out tonight's show with the CEO's, one of the CEO's favorite songs. So, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.